All right. Robert, everybody ready? Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, it's my privilege to call to order the Committee on Appropriations for General Government. Lisa, would you please call the roll?
Chairman Hayes.
Here.
Senator Brannon. Senator Altman.
Here.
Senator Dean.
Here.
Senator Lee. Senator Margolis.
Here.
Senator Simpson.
Here.
Quorum present.
All right. Thank you, Lisa. And you might wish to join me in turning your electronic devices to silent, please. And members, we're going to start with the bills today, and then we're going to roll out some of the budget framework and talk about that for a few minutes, and then we should be through. Senator Montford, why don't you tell us about tab 2, Senate Bill 444, Small Community Sewer Construction Assistance Act. You're recognized, sir. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Senate Bill 444 would amend our current law to allow small, financially disadvantaged counties and special districts who are in need of wastewater system to participate in the Small Community Sewer Construction Assistance Program. Our current law defines a financially disadvantaged small community as a municipality which is an incorporated city with a population of 10,000 or less. Consequently, some non-incorporated small communities that are financially disadvantaged are in desperate need of sewer upgrades and are not eligible to participate in this program. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, that's the bill.
Okay, do we have any questions? All right, we have appearance forms. We do have one. Mr. Andrew Ketchell from the Department of... Okay, DEP thanks the senator and waves in support. Thank you for being here, Mr. Ketchell. Any debate? Okay, Senator Montrey, I'm sure, will waive his close. Lisa, please call the roll on Senate Bill 444.
Senator Altman.
Yes.
Senator Dean.
Yes.
Senator Lee. Senator Margolis.
Yes.
Senator Simpson.
Yes.
Senator Brannon.
Yes.
Chairman Hayes.
Yes. And by your vote, we will report Senate Bill 444 reported favorably. Thank you, sir. All right, let's go to tab 3, members. Healthy Food Financing Initiative by Senator Bean. Oh, Senator Bean's not here. His aide, Dee, tell us your last name. I don't even know.
Dee Alexander.
Dee Alexander, yes. Thank you.
Thank
You're
you,
recognized
Chairman.
To explain his bill.
The Healthy Food Financing Initiative are programs designed to make funding available in the form of loans, grants, promotions, and other programs to create healthy food options in food deserts. Food deserts are defined by the federal government. This bill directs the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services to establish programs and establish eligibility guidelines. DACs may contract with federally certified community development financial institutions to administer this program. Funding request by the state is a one-time request. This program can usually leverage other private and federal dollars on a one-to-one to one-to-three basis. This program gives families in food deserts, rural and urban, healthier food options. Independent grocery stores size is limited to no more than 40 locations nationwide, which basically means that some of the major retailers will not be able to participate. This bill allows up to 5% of the total loan funds may be used for purchase of seed starter plants intended to be used for residential consumption. Funds can be used for either expansion or startup of new locations. This bill will also provide jobs.
Okay. Thank you. Do we have any questions on the bill as explained? No questions. We do have one timely filed amendment as a courtesy by Senator Dean. It's barcode 857952. Ms. Alexander, you're recognized to explain that amendment.
Thank you, Chairman. This bill was recommended by committee. It simply clarifies that this initiative is contingent upon the appropriations.
Okay. Thank you for making that clarification, since we are the Appropriations Committee. Any questions on the amendment? We do have one appearance form. None? Okay. No appearance forms on the amendment. Any debate on the amendment? I'm sure Ms. Alexander waives her close, and without objection, we'll show the amendment adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions? And we do have some appearance forms. Waving in support is Ms. Joanne Hart for the Florida Dental Association. And speaking for the Junior Leagues of Florida is Aaron Choi. Okay, thank you, Ms. Choi. Feely Curva, Florida Impact, Shape Florida, et cetera, waving or speaking in support? She's waving and saying, thank you for being here, Dr. Curva. Matthew Choi with Scott's Miracle-Gro. All right, thank you. And American Heart Association, Mark Landreth is right there, waving in support as well. And Anita Berry, All Children's Hospital and Johns Hopkins Medicine, is also waving in support. Thank you, Ms. Berry, for being here. Thank you all. Okay, any debate members? Hearing no debate, I'm sure Ms. Alexander waves her close. Lisa, please call the roll on committee substitute for Senate Bill 760.
Senator Altman?
Yes.
Senator Dean?
Yes.
Senator Lee? Senator Margolis?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Brannon?
Yes.
Chairman Hayes?
Yes. And by your vote, we'll show Senate Bill 760 reported favorably.
Thank you,
Ms. Alexander. Okay. Okay, members, let's go to tab one now, if you will, please, in your notebooks. And we have the key code here on the front page, of course, and you can read the different colors and what each one of them stands for. At the top of the spreadsheets, you have two columns, the agency request and the governor's recommendations. Each column set includes the number of FTEs, the total and recurring non-recurring general revenue, and a column for the Land Acquisition Trust Fund and other trust funds is the far right column in each of those. We, with the number of agencies that fall within our subcommittee's jurisdiction, you can see we have quite a lengthy spreadsheet, and there are over 400 lines of issues being requested on the spreadsheet. Our very capable staff has categorized the issues using a key color code, which is explained there on the front of your spreadsheet and help you sort through all the lines. Florida has an incremental budgeting system, and the rows shaded yellow across the top of each agency reflect that agency's base budget, and the changes to that base, whether they be increases or decreases, fall below as different issues. As an example, the issues shaded in pink are previously approved budget amendments. The blue shaded ones are federal grants, etc. If there are any issues on the spreadsheet that you'd like additional information, our staff is available to help you. On Thursday of this week, day after tomorrow, we will finalize the subcommittee's recommended budget. It's very important to me that I know your priorities, so please get to me as soon as you can. If you find something in this preliminary budget that does not meet with your approval or that you have some misunderstanding on, I'd feel welcome to get with staff and find out what's going on and make any suggested changes for it. And then Thursday we will have the final recommendations. Any questions? No questions? Any further business we need to attend to? Should we stay here long enough for Senator Altman to continue eating his Reese's peanut butter cup? No, thank you. Where's the food desert lady when we need her? Okay, with that, Senator Altman moves, we rise.